Part of Bill Clinton's legacy to the country is the extraordinary number of former Clinton administration officials who are running for office. Al Gore and Hillary Clinton did it in 2000. This year, more than a dozen Clintonites are running for governor, the House, or Senate, or other offices. Clinton's former housing, energy, and labor secretaries, attorney general, and a former chief of staff are all running. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports that even though Clinton isn't on the ballot, he's an issue in nearly all of these races.
For several of the Clinton alumni running for office this year, the connection is something to promote. For others, it's a subject to avoid. For example, Rahm Emanuel, the fast-talking former White House strategist who is a candidate in today's primary for Congress from Chicago's 5th District, the Clinton Association is a definite plus. Emanuel isn't embarrassed to be identified by voters in this heavily Democratic district as the Clinton guy, and he's had Clinton to the district to help him raise money. But other candidates are more ambivalent about the former president. In Florida, Janet Reno is driving her red truck through the state in an effort to unseat Republican Governor Jeb Bush. She gladly accepts the public support of R&B legend Bo Diddley, who entertained her supporters at a Gainesville rally, but she's noncommittal when asked whether she wants another celebrity, Bill Clinton, to come to Florida and campaign for her.
We had a good talk, and he's in the process of trying to figure out how he's going to deal with all the people who are involved in campaigns that were in his administration.
But would she welcome Clinton's help or not? Reno isn't very clear.
I think the people of Florida realize that the administration dealt with so many issues, that the economy improved so significantly, the crime went down. It is important to continue to hear from the people in the administration.
In Florida, Janet Reno's Clinton problem is similar to the one Al Gore had all over the country 2 years ago. Bill Clinton is very popular with the Democratic base, but he can turn swing voters off and cause a backlash by bringing more Republicans out to vote against him. Up north, in Clinton-friendly Massachusetts, former Labor Secretary Robert Reich has his own unusual Clinton problem as he runs for governor.
Oh, I'd certainly welcome him campaigning for me if I became the Democratic nominee, no question about it.
But in Reich's case, Clinton may not want to. After he left the administration, Reich criticized the president, saying, among other things, that Clinton had left the Democratic Party dead as a doornail. Now, Bill Clinton is helping a different candidate in the Massachusetts primary, former Democratic National Committee Chairman Steve Grossman. No one has a more difficult Bill Clinton problem than Erskine Bowles, the former White House Chief of Staff.
Good to see you. I'm Erskine Bowles. Glad to see you. How are you? Thank you for being here.
Bowles is a candidate for the Democratic nomination for the Senate seat held by one of Clinton's most vocal enemies, Jesse Helms. Helms, who is retiring this year, once famously warned Clinton not to come to North Carolina without a bodyguard. To the voters who came to meet Bowles at Ralph's Barbecue in Roanoke Rapids on Friday, the mere mention of the former president's name gets a predictable response.
Bill Clinton? Next question.
North Carolina is a culturally conservative state, and Bowles, who has never run for public office before, says he's dogged by the Clinton scandals.
At almost every meeting, somebody will ask me about it. I answer it the same way each time, and I would answer it that way if he was standing in the room or anybody else was. Nobody was tougher publicly or privately on the president at the time or since than I was on the president about his personal failings. What he did was just plain wrong. And I make no apology for the way I feel about it.
Bowles says Bill Clinton is a double-edged sword in his race. He's handling it very carefully, trying to embrace the positive record of the administration without connecting himself directly to the man who hired him. Bowles' campaign brochure never mentions the name Bill Clinton. It says, quote, "Within hours of the Oklahoma City bombing, the president turned to Erskine Bowles," or "as chief of staff to the president," but it never says which president Bowles worked for. To Bowles' supporter Willa Dickens, this approach makes sense.
I think Erskine can overcome that. I think he's got the personality and the support. People immediately come up with some bad ideas about the Clinton White House. That's probably not the part of his career that Erskine would like to be remembered for.
William Massey and Reeves Manning are active Democrats with some pointed advice for Bowles.
I'm not sure that I would want Bill Clinton down doing a campaign for me if I were him.
Don't bring him to Halifax County.
That would lose votes, not get votes.
I think so.
There are plenty of Jessecrats here at Ralph's Barbecue, conservative Democrats who voted every time for Jesse Helms. They are the people most likely to be bothered by Bill Clinton's behavior and most reluctant to vote for someone who worked so closely with him. David Dunlow is a cotton and peanut farmer who didn't know anything about Erskine Bowles until today.
I had a little bit of that, you know, reservation just for the fact that, you know, he was a Democrat, you know, and Clinton's Democrat, and he worked for him. You know, it made me think that maybe he was going to go down the same road that Clinton went down, you know. So. But after hearing him talk and meeting him and listening to him, then I think he's a good man for the job.
That's the kind of conversion Erskine Bowles would like to work on every Clinton hater in North Carolina.
But at the end of the day, people have to judge me based on who I am and what I have done and what I can do for the state. Not what I did for President Clinton. They really got to judge me based on myself. And so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to spend as much time as you humanly possibly can meeting people every day so they can get a chance to see, you know, is this guy real? Is he genuine? Is there something to him? Is there some real substance there?
But in politics, being judged for yourself is never as simple as it sounds. Less than half of the voters in North Carolina know who Erskine Bowles is. More than 95% know the name of the person he hopes to run against, Elizabeth Dole, the former head of the Red Cross, former presidential candidate, and cabinet member. With Bowles' identity essentially a blank slate, the Republicans are trying to make sure North Carolina voters identify him the way they do in their press releases, as the chief of staff during the Monica Lewinsky scandal. Bowles is trying to define himself a different way. He's running a television ad touting his experience negotiating the balanced budget agreement with the Republican Congress. There's no pictures of Bill Clinton in the ad, but there is a picture of Erskine Bowles beaming at the then-Senate Majority Leader, Mississippi Republican Trent Lott. Mara Liasson, NPR News, North Carolina.